After North Korea's recent rocket launch, unsurprisingly, tensions between Seoul and Pyongyang are increasing again, and now they're also affecting the fragile economic ties between the two countries. South Korea has announced that it's suspending operations at its joint-run industrial park with North Korea. Seoul said the suspension will remain in place until North Korea dispels the international community's fears surrounding its rocket and nuclear developments.
This was one of the last points of contact between North and South Korea. Cooperation in the textiles and car parts industries. More than 120 South Korean companies employed 54,000 North Koreans here at the Kaesong Factory Park, once seen as a win-win arrangement for both sides. But now, political concerns are overtaking the business ones, and that cooperation has come to an end. Our government decided to completely suspend the operation of Kaesong Park to stop funds from the industrial complex being used for the development of North Korean missile and nuclear weapons program. North Korea has already seen the financial benefits of Kaesong to the tune of some $560 million. It's a source of badly needed cash for Pyongyang, which it now will have to do without. But the North's not the only loser. South Korea has invested millions of dollars in the park, and with doubts looming as to if and not just when Kaesong will open again, there are also questions as to whether Seoul will see a return on its investment.
To the US now, where Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen appeared before a congressional committee in Washington.